Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, of course, following the podcast here. Tucker will join me in a few minutes on YouTube. Check it out, our YouTube page, 94WIP. Subscribe, check out all our video content on YouTube after the divisional weekend in the NFL. And yet still, we only have four teams left in the NFL. We don't have a full decision yet on Nick Sirianni. We may, by the time you listen to this, and it's obviously trending in the way that Nick Sirianni is going to return as Eagles head coach. And I am against this idea. I've been against it since the minute they finished that game last Monday night. But it does seem like we're trending towards Sirianni back with two new coordinators after deliberation, after the meeting that was on Friday in the snow, but with Sirianni and Jeff Lurie. And really what's on my mind today, as I think about the teams that are left in the NFL playoffs, I think about those teams, how they got to where they are. And I think about where the Eagles are right now, which by record and by just the fact that they beat both the Bills and the Chiefs this year, you would say they're not far off. Yet you watch them down the stretch of the season and you know, I think we all know, they're not in these teams' classes right now. So they have a lot of work to do to get back to where they want to be and compete for a championship. But the one that I can't get out of my mind is Jeff Lurie being the guy that's making this decision. And is he going to make the right decision? Or is this just going to be one that we regret in a year when he has to fire Nick Sirianni, blow the whole new coaching staff out, and basically start over after wasting the 2024 season? That's what I don't want to happen. But I do think that's a real possibility. It does happen. So I was thinking about this today, like, do we trust Jeff Lurie? Should we trust Jeff Lurie? And I think this is an amazing case of process versus results. And although he's been an owner for quite some time now, I mean, we're talking about, you know, the better part of close to 30 years, you know, he's been owning the Philadelphia Eagles and there's been a lot of success here in that time. And he gets credit for stewarding that success. When you hit one thing so well, like he did with Andy Reid, but to hire Andy Reid, it really puts the whole thing in motion for it to succeed for a long time. So I'm not trying to take away Jeff Lurie's success because he's had a lot. I'm just saying, you know, in terms of sample, this isn't a sample of he's decided on keeping or moving on from and replacing 10 or 15 or 20 coaches where the track record would be incredible. You know, I think the same way about Robert Kraft. Is Robert Kraft really that good, or did he hit a home run with Bill Belichick? You really don't know because the sample size is he got it right with Bill Belichick, and that sustained their organization for two decades. The Eagles, not quite that with Andy Reid, but close to it. I mean, it was 14 years. It was a very long time, and they had a ton of success. But Jeff Lurie, he gets a lot of credit for hiring the right coaches. And when he makes a move, the Eagles get back up. They fall down, they get back up. Those are some of the pros with Jeff Lurie. But here's what I can't get out of my head. You know, you go back to 1999, and the other candidate that was named a lot and maybe was the finalist after Andy Reid was Jim Haslett, a block coach that was out of a head coaching stint with the Saints pretty quickly. Then you go to 2013 when they moved on from Andy Reid, which we could deliberate if that was ever actually the right decision as Reid goes to his sixth title game in a row now with the Kansas City Chiefs. But Gus Bradley was the other name with Chip Kelly. Chip was the better choice, but Gus Bradley was not a good choice at all. Then you go to 2017 or 16, you know, the idea to bring in Doug Peterson. But think about the other names that were involved in there. Tom Coughlin was involved, who really was the last stages of his coaching life and actually didn't coach again, went on to kind of run the Jaguars. And then you had Ben McAdoo, who became the Giants coach, had one good year, fizzled out embarrassingly so, and then never coached again as a head coach in the NFL. I think his highest rank was offensive coordinator after that. And then you go to a couple years ago, and the reports were the three finalists for this job were Nick Sirianni, who got the job. It was Josh McDaniels, who was a spectacular flame out for the second time when he went to the Raiders. And it was Brandon Staley, who I thought was interesting and smart, but obviously didn't have the right stuff to be a head coach. And he flamed out after one playoff trip, end of the season botched game they had against the Raiders to make the playoffs. And then this year, where it all bottomed out. So Jeff Lurie's made a lot of good decisions in terms of who he's hired as a head coach. He gets credit for that. But I mean, there's an alternative reality here where he just, you know, it's a 50-50 and he goes the other way on some of these guys and it's a disaster. And now the jury is out on Nick Sirianni. So while Jeff Lurie has a track record and while he's had a ton of success, he doesn't have my full trust, because I think this is a game of process versus results. The process has been a little weird, or actually a lot of weird, in terms of who they've gone after, who they've interviewed, and what they're looking for in a head coach versus the results, which have been primarily in his, you know, all these years coaching, you know, running the Eagles, owning the Eagles, very good. They've been very good. But with this Sirianni thing and the decision whether to keep him and surround him with the right coordinators, my question, if I could ask Jeff Lurie this question, is, does this feel like sustainability to you? And do you feel Nick Sirianni is actually going to develop into a great CEO type of coach? Because that's the only way I see this working. And I was thinking about the games this weekend and the teams that are there. And, you know, I was reading a story in The Athletic this morning about, you know, of the 14 playoff teams, certain amount are offensive guys that call the plays, a certain amount are defensive guys that call the plays, and then there's a smaller subset of CEO types. And right now, John Harbaugh is the best CEO type going in the NFL right now. You know, Belichick is not currently coaching a team, and Harbaugh has surpassed Tomlin in the last, I'd say, half decade, because he keeps getting to the playoffs and winning a playoff game or so, and now back to an AFC championship game, and Tomlin can't do that. One of the reasons why Harbaugh is so good is, one, I think he's really smart. I think he has his team really prepared in terms of the way they want to play every week. The players respect him. But maybe the biggest reason is he's really good at hiring coordinators. He's really good at it. Even the ones that people complain about have a pretty high floor. They're pretty good. Like Greg Roman, people complained about in Baltimore because maybe he wasn't getting enough or developing Lamar Jackson enough. Got one MVP with Greg Roman there. And now they've moved on to Todd Monken, and Monken is taking that offense to a different level. You know, on defense, he loses Wink Martindale, who ironically now may be in play for the Eagles on their defensive side. And he replaced him with Mike McDonald, who's better than Wink Martindale and getting more, I think, out of maybe less than Wink had in certain aspects on the up front in the front seven. You know, you look at that Ravens front seven, good players, but is there a single great player? You know, Roquan Smith's a great player, but I mean the defensive line, the pass rush. Is there a single great player? Probably not. It's young guys. It's veterans that like Van Noy and Clowney who are there on kind of one-year deals or just trying to, you know, fill in, and they have 60 sacks this year. I think Mike McDonald's a tremendous defensive coordinator for the Ravens. So Harbaugh's done this, whether it was Jim Caldwell during the Super Bowl run with Joe Flacco, over and over, just recycling coordinators, because as a CEO, he's going to have guys that leave. He's going to have guys that are there, but then maybe reach a ceiling. He's got to move on. He's great at it. We'll see if Dan Campbell can do this as time goes on, because it's probably going to be Ben Johnson leaving him. We'll see if Aaron Glenn does as well. So those are CEO types that work. Then you have your play caller and Kyle Shanahan. So there's different ways to do it. But if Jeff Lurie is going to bring back Nick Sirianni and say, all right, and there were stories out there this weekend that he's going to bring him back, but the mandate is he's got to have two new coordinators, and already – you know, the story is trickling out that Desai is fired, that Patricia's going to move on, as if any of this is surprising. I mean, those guys were fired weeks ago. Desai was fired while he was still here. And then there's still the question of Brian Johnson. I wonder if the Eagles are letting the Brian Johnson process play out, because if he gets a head coaching job, I believe they'd get a pick because Brian Johnson, the minority coach, gets a bump, goes from, you know, whether it be position coach to coordinator or coordinator to head coach. I believe the Eagles would get a pick there. So I wonder if Brian Johnson's kind of like soft fired, but they're not telling anyone because they're hoping he just gets a head coaching job and then they get a pick out of it. But whatever. The reports out there right now, Sirianni trending toward coming back and two new coordinators around him. And that's fine. But Jeff Lurie better think this guy's John Harbaugh then, because that's how this works. Otherwise, there's always going to be trouble down the line that way. So that's a big thing. And then the other part of this is, you know, is Sirianni even picking his coordinators? Or is Jeff Lurie, again, with Howie Roseman, trying to assemble the staff around the coach? I find it interesting because the Eagles and Lurie preach sustainability. They want to be a sustained winner. Yet the approach they've had since Andy left, and then I guess since the Chip thing blew up, is it doesn't lend itself to sustainability. I think it's part of the reason why they can't sustain this. And why they can't sustain big-time success. They had it in 2017, and then it filtered out and fell apart a few years later. They had it in 2022. It fell off, and they're trying to avoid what happened in 2020, but the signs are pointing that way, that they're going to fall down again before they get back up and compete for another Super Bowl. So there's a sense of trust around Jeff Lurie in Philadelphia, that head coaching stuff, he always knows what he's doing. and the results have been there. But he's also gotten a little bit lucky here because, you know, if certain things played out a different way, or Ben McAdoo takes the job, or, you know, Josh McDaniels wants the job, like, they landed on the best possible one the last few times. And now it feels like they're going to keep a guy that needs everything right around him to be a great coach. And it's bizarre because I think great leaders sense trouble before it happens. It's one thing, like, we all react to bad stuff in life or react to bad times. Like, that's just natural. But if you can avoid the accident, if you could avoid the problem, you're in a better spot. And Jeff Lurie has done some of that, right? He moved on from Chip pretty quick to avoid it getting worse. He moved on from Doug because they didn't want to be on the same page or whatever. And then this felt like the time to move on from Nick to reset this thing again. Doesn't feel like they're going to do that. And Jeff Lurie better be right on this, that Nick Sirianni can be a great CEO and he could really be great at hiring coaches, because that's, if he doesn't want to call plays, that's what's going to happen now, because these guys are going to come in here. If he's good at it, they're going to get head coaching jobs the way Steichen and Gannon did. If he's not good at it, well, then they're going to stink. Tucker, as we get set for, I guess, a final declaration or someone to maybe have a press conference, say, yeah, Sirianni's the coach. I do wonder if Jeff Lurie should be as trusted as he is, because he's been good, but some of this feels like a little luck sometimes with these coaches.
Yeah, you wonder if it's process over results. And in sports, it's a results-driven business. So certainly you look at what he's done and you can say, okay, but you went through the coaching searches and I don't know, without fail, they've always landed on the right guy compared to the guys that they passed over. So I certainly think there maybe is some talent in that. But the one thing that you hit on that I think is interesting, and it's not just a Jeff Lurie thing, but it's a Howie Roseman thing, it's an Eagles thing, is sustainability. This team hasn't built anything sustainable since like 2004, right? Like, since Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb and Brian Dawkins and that team went on their run from 01 to 04. You can throw like Reese in there too. Why not? Our WIP colleague. But I just look at this team over the last 20 years, they haven't built anything sustainable, right? Like, think about since Howie Roseman took over GM in 2010. They had a great year in 2010 with Michael Vick, fell apart with the dream team the following year. Chip Kelly came in, they had a damn good year in 2013, took a step back in 2014. Howie Roseman lost his job in 2015 and they cratered out. And then he came back in 2016. They were great in 2017. They fell apart again in 2018. And then last year, they finally built it back up. And even though they won 11 games this year, you don't feel like this team's really together and built for success in the long term. And I don't know if that's a Howie Roseman thing. I don't know if that's a Jeff Lurie thing, but it's become an Eagles thing. And when you look at Nick Sirianni and what he's done, you know, I don't think continuity for the sake of continuity makes any sense at all, right? Like, just keeping him around because you don't want to fire another head coach this early into his tenure doesn't make sense. Like, if you think about it, what's a better or what's a more likely scenario? That the Eagles come out red hot like they did this year and they start off 5-1, 6-2, and Nick Sirianni, you know, squashes any doubts that he might have? Or do they struggle out of the gate, which the Eagles have historically done as well? Do they maybe start 2-4 and people are questioning and calling for Nick Sirianni's job? And if you think the second scenario is more likely and more possible, then why are we keeping Nick Sirianni? Like, why give yourself that runway? Why waste a season on a coach that so many people have these doubts? I think Jeff Lurie knows what he's doing. I think he's learned a lot in his 25 plus years, 30 years now as Eagles owner. But it's so obvious the direction this team is heading. And if you're keeping Nick Sirianni, unless he has some unbelievable plan, unless he was able to sell Jeff Lurie on this vision he has to turn this around next year, I just don't get it. I don't get keeping him around and giving him another chance.
Yeah, unless you think he's great, that he's a young coach that will be great, because I don't think he's great right now. I don't think any of us do watching the Eagles this past year or even his 3 years. He's a product of his coordinators and his roster, which is fine, but you better have great coordinators and be able to replace them when they get poached. There's not many John Harbaughs out there. That is not an easy path to go down. Can Sirianni be that? Well, that it feels like Jeff Lurie thinks maybe. Otherwise, he'd be out of here by now. This is a big deal. And you know what? Once Nick comes back, we're not going to really, we'll blame Nick if it goes bad. Like, why is he even here? It'll become more on Howie. It'll become more on Jeff. And this decision continues to be one that we'll talk about, because it's the biggest one this offseason. Before they fix everything else, they got to figure out, is this the right head coach? I don't think it is. Jeff Lurie's trusted. Should he be? We'll discuss more of it in the coming days as the Eagles figure out their coaching staff and how they're going to piece this thing back together after falling apart. Appreciate listening. Everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. Check it out every single day, including NFL picks on Saturday before the NFC and AFC championship game. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow on WIP Daily.